السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, tonight we heard the 29th juz of the Quran al-Majid, commencing with Surah Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. That Allah is the being who created the entity of death and life to test you. That who amongst you will do actions of the highest quality. So from this we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not focusing on quantity, but rather Allah ta'ala is focusing on the quality of our actions. Allah ta'ala declares His absolute dominion in the universe. Allah ta'ala speaks about His precise creation of the heavens and the earth, and these are proofs of the qudra and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala warns of Jahannam for those who deny the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah, Surah Qalam, Allah ta'ala takes a qasam, an oath on by the pen, honoring knowledge. Allah ta'ala speaks about the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that the Nabi of Allah is on the highest pedestal of sublime character, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala discusses the arrogance of those who reject the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who reject iman, and of course their inevitable downfall. In the next surah, Surah Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the past nations and how they were destroyed. Allah ta'ala speaks about كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ وَعَادٌ بِالْقَارِعَةِ. These were very powerful nations with great amounts of might and power. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite that, they were destroyed due to the arrogance. Allah ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah and the weighing of the deeds and the fact that our deeds will be presented in either the right hand, or in this case Allah ta'ala speaks about wara'a dhahri, that the book of deeds being given behind the back of the person. Of course, the person who is given of the book of deeds on the right hand, this person will be rejoicing, will be excited. And as for that person who will be given his book of deeds behind his back, then that person will make the statement that ya laytani lam uta kitabi, how I wish I wasn't even given my book. Wa lam adri ma hisabiya يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ, I wish that when I had died, that would have been the end of me. And then, of course, this person will be taken and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Then in Surah Ma'arij, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers who will be desperate and desperately seeking to escape from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, but there will be no refuge for them. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the reality of time, and that this world is temporary, and the hereafter is that which is eternal. Allah Ta'ala gives a description of Jannat for those who are patient, and again a contrast is drawn between the believers with the suffering of those who are arrogant. In the next surah, Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact the da'wah or the invitation of Nuh alayhi salam to his nation. Bear in mind that he invited his people for 950 years. And despite that, they rejected his call. And as a result, he made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should destroy them. Now on this point, we should be careful. Some people say, make the statement that, you know, how could he make dua that they will be destroyed? And he should have been patient. But of course, this is actually a lesson of the great perseverance and patience of Nuh alayhi salam, that for 950 years, I mean, how many people can say that they've given da'wah for such a lengthy period of time? So for 950 years, and Allah Ta'ala describes how they continuously, persistently, you know, rejected him. And again, here he mentions to his people that seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. These are some of the benefits of istighfar. That when you will make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that yursilis samaa alaykum midrara, Allah will send down the rains, wa yumdidkum, and Allah will assist you by means of wealth, by your children, and Allah will create gardens for you, and rivers will flow within those gardens. In other words, by making istighfar, you will become prosperous in this world as well as in the akhirah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, surah Jinn, Allah describes a group of jinn who heard the tilawat of the Qur'an and Majeed and accepted Islam. Allah ta'ala affirms the fact that the knowledge of the unseen is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala warns against relying on the jinn for any form of guidance. In the next surah, surah Muzzammil, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was initially instructed to perform salah at night, and then later on the obligation of tahajjud was eased upon the Muslims. Again, Allah ta'ala speaks about wasbir ala ma yaqulun, exercising patience when you are inviting people towards the deen of Allah ta'ala. They will make statements that will be hurtful. You should exercise patience. In the next surah, surah Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to rise and warn humanity. And again, a lesson in sincerity and persistence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the conversation of the people in the hereafter, where they will say that what has ended, they will be addressing the people of Jahannam, that what has caused you to go into the fire of Jahannam. They will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, we were not of those who performed our salah. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, we didn't feed the poor, and various qualities that they had. In the next surah, surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a vivid description of the chaos that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, and people will regret their neglect. Of course, it would be too late. And Allah ta'ala mentions the certainty of Qiyamah and the fact that there will be accountability in the hereafter. In the next surah, surah Dahr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, and man has got a choice, that he can choose whether he wants to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or reject the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rewards of Jannah for the righteous have been beautifully detailed in this particular surah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also discusses the sincerity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to those who are chosen. Mention some of the qualities. كَإِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا, that these individuals are such, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they feed only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So highlighting the importance of sincerity. And in the next surah, finally, Allah ta'ala takes a powerful oath by the winds that carry the divine decree. And you will hear repeatedly, وَيْلُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, woe that day to the deniers, the day of Qiyamah, woe unto them for those who have rejected, and the seriousness of rejecting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah.